I'm Liz Palka reporting. China's Foreign Minister Wang Yi urged the United States to make a wise decision on trade Thursday. This as the Trump administration prepares to release a list of tariffs targeting $50 billion in Chinese goods. Speaking at a news briefing Thursday, flanked by U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, the Chinese government's top diplomat said, quote, "We are now facing two options. One is cooperation and win-win. The other is confrontation and lose-lose. We have chosen the first one, and we hope the U.S. will make the same wise choice." Wang urged the United States to not take any unilateral steps that would create obstacles for future negotiations. Secretary Pompeo was in Asia following Tuesday's summit in Singapore between U.S. President Donald Trump and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. After meetings with South Korean and Japanese officials in Seoul, Pompeo traveled to Beijing. Wang said China is ready to play a constructive role in North Korea's denuclearization process. Pompeo said he felt satisfied with China's commitment to the conditions.
China has reaffirmed its commitment to honoring the UN Security Council resolutions. Those have mechanisms for relief contained in them, and we agreed that at the appropriate time that those would be considered. But we have made very clear that the sanctions and the economic relief that North Korea will receive will only happen after the full denuclearization.
Pompeo also held face-to-face meetings with Chinese President Xi Jinping. This is VOA News. The UN Security Council is holding an emergency meeting Thursday regarding coalition airstrikes in Hodeida.